There were many issues that engaged Americans in the years between the War for Independence and the Civil War. Separation of church and state, U.S. relations with France and England. But while those others came and went, the battle over one subject never let up. That subject was alcohol.
King Alcohol has many forms by which he catches men. He is a beast of many horns and ever thus has been.
The war against drinking in the U.S. started in the early 1800s. Before then, Americans had been heavy drinkers. Scott Gack is a professor at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut, and the author of a book about reform in the 19th century. He says that in the 1820s and 30s, American churches started emphasizing the idea that God wanted people to take better care of themselves.
So they start eating differently. There are people who actually become some of the first vegetarians in the United States. There are people who stop drinking alcohol. About one in five Americans take a temperance pledge, that is an anti-drinking pledge.
For there's rum
and gin
and beer
and wine
and brandy of logwood hue
and hock
and port. And
temperance advocates preached about the evils of alcohol.
The breadwinner in the family was going out, spending what little money he had, and thus creating poverty for his family. So his wife had to work, his kids had to go out and beg on the street. So drunkenness was eating at the core of American families.
And they sang songs about it, too.
Oh, God, forgive my husband dear, the dying woman said. Though he has been unkind to me, and children cry for bread, and children cry for bread.
Because the temperance movement came out of the church, a lot of the songs were to the tunes of popular hymns. People would sing these songs at meetings of groups like the Women's Christian Temperance Union, who would go out and smash up saloons with hatchets. By 1900, more than half of the states had gone dry, restricting or even banning the sale of alcohol. Of course, there were plenty of people who opposed this idea, and they also expressed themselves in song.
King Rameses went to pieces 7,000 years ago and passed a law that Egypt must go dry. He took the liquors from the slickers all the way to Jericho, but kept his little toddy on the sly.
In the wake of the First World War, temperance advocates were finally able to get enough votes to put a ban on alcohol in the United States Constitution. The 18th Amendment to the Constitution prohibited the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors. But the Constitution still protected people's right to argue that prohibition was a bad idea, and they did. Like in this song from the year Prohibition started, about how one used to need a lot of money to get a date, but now all one needed was a secret stash of alcohol in the basement.
Oh, they won't know you're living if all you can give them is just pretty diamonds and pearls. It's the smart little fella who stocked up his cellar that's getting the beautiful girl.
The ban on alcohol only lasted 13 years. By 1933, the forces of Prohibition admitted defeat, the 18th Amendment was repealed, and alcohol flowed freely again in the United States. And that was cause for song two.
Prohibition is a failure, most anyone can see. For whiskey sold in every town in the good old USA.
For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.